I think you better get all the men assigned to the White House detail together.
Yes, sir.
And tell them to quit their belly aching, or if they don't want to handle a president, I'll get send up an amendment and get the FBI to do it. I've got all of it I want to take. And I've got a note here tonight that they're greatly alarmed, that the morale is very low, that a number of them want transfers, and that it's a great body of men, and that we're going to need them badly in the campaign. But they feel like that the president shouldn't ever correct them, either in private or in public. And attached is a Sports Illustrated article where it said President Johnson ordered his doctor back to the ranch house. I don't remember doing that, but... threatened to blow out the front tire of a carload of Secret Service agents. I did tell Youngblood in jest that if I ever caught that car that close to me anymore, every time I stop, they damn near hit me the bumper, and grown men ought to have more sense than that, that I was going to take my pistol and blow out a tire, and I kept them away from it then. But I know that you don't like to have your men referred to that way, but I'd much rather sever the connection and be glad to if any of them are unhappy. I think they're damn well paid, that there's a good many of them that could improve themselves, and I have never bitched about it. But if they're going to bellyache, why, we'll just see which one can be the most effective bellyache.
Well, I wasn't aware of that, Mr. President, quite frankly. It's all news to me.
Well, you better get on top of it, call them all in, and see which one of them wants to bellyache, and get rid of him. And if they want to clean up their operation, all right. If they don't, well, I'll ask Edgar Hoover to sign me some men to go with me, and let you all go back to handling counterfeit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir.